this on?
But it makes sense. I mean, we're Capricorns. Sign of the goat.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Oh, went this way.
Quarantine protocol, which means we're in the three boxes if you're watching on YouTube. So
yes.
Yeah.
Box number two.
Joe is now the third man of the podcast.
Yes. No, I'm in the bottom box. I
third man. Third sense. Man. Joey no belts.
Joey no belts. Joey, how does it feel to be the only one on the show without any belts?
Oh, are we still doing this? The belt thing?
That's a thing.
Oh, I thought we gave it up.
Yes. Well,
we did, and then I won one, and it's a thing again.
Being the legend that I am, since I have the most title reigns, the longest title run, I did the job. I pushed the younger talent, even though he's older than me.
He needed it more.
Congrats to Eric.
It's that. It's not because you completely shit the bed on all your Rumble picks.
So Eric's Goldberg and you're Bray Wyatt. Basically. You're pushing someone over.
I had a horrible scorecard. Eric, beat Joe by 2 points. They both had a good.
Hey, Patreon. Technically,
well, it's known now, but come on. But does that mean Eric pinned Joe because he had the closer score, or did he pin me because I had such a bad score? It kind of seems like I was like thrown out of the match early, like both of you put me through a table. Eric rolled up Joe, classic WWE,
right? Because it was only 2 points, so it had to be a roll up.
A finisher would be like winning by 10.
This is for sure. This is probably the best scorecard I've ever had and lost. I mean, I got every match correct. I'm like, have I ever picked the Royal Rumble winner? But I've actually picked 5 out of the last 6. I think we all had Becky and Seth, right?
Or yes,
someone picked something different.
Yeah, we did that year.
Last year, Eric and I had Drew, obviously missed the women's, and then I had both of them this year. So, it was a great scorecard, but lost by 2 points to
None of us
random shit. Far. I mean, there's so many variables in the Rumble matches, but
Eric won with a roll-up. It's confirmed, which means it was a fluke win. We'll see if he can defend his title at the next pay-per-view.
Was that Elimination Chamber?
Or Fastlane. Who fucking knows? Or cares? Anyways, we got a lot of patrons this week because it was Royal Rumble. So I'll go ahead and read the names real quick. Our first name is, it doesn't matter what my name is. So
that's a good name.
Yeah, pretty good name. We got Robbie Meredith, CJ Garlotto, Mark Saltz, Alex Brock, Nick Godson, Joe Steamley, Jeffrey Baumel, and Chris Starkey got a year-long sub. So huge shout out to Chris Starkey. Thank you very much, Chris.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm sure I butchered like a few of these names, so apologies across the board there. But if you want to be like them, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. We got the Royal Rumble recap that just came out. We have the Wednesday Night War recaps every single week.
Yep.
And all those brackets, all those movie recaps, all that crazy shit is on there. It's only $5 a month.
Our latest bracket was best rivalry in WWE.
/rivalry. We kind of put both in there. And it got heated, just like every bracket does.
Yes. This one especially, though. There was
a very controversial ending.
Yes.
I mean, they say you can't argue opinion, but we certainly do it well.
We certainly do. But, controversy creates cash, one of my favorite guys ever on the mic said that once, and I took that to heart. We also have some fans that bought T-shirts. I want to thank Rich Prifty, who bought 4 pizza shirts.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, was he the swinger, and he bought them for the other swinger couple? And his wife?
I don't think he did. I don't know.
Please.
He might have bought 4 on accident. I hope not.
No. He did. I don't know. Hey, I want a picture of everybody wearing their pizza shirt in the throes of it. So you can block out the faces if you want. We're not going to publish it. But yeah. It'll just be for our pleasure.
Yes, for your pleasure.
And make sure you get their feet in there.
Wow. If they're good.
We also have Todd Fricker, who bought this shirt.
Who are you?
As well as Trent Chappelle.
Who are you?
That's a good shirt.
Shirts. Yeah. So thank you very much. And you can buy a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. I think there's a sale going on for the next couple of days, so jump on it now. And it tells you what the sale is when you go to the website. So it's that easy.
A penny saved is a penny earned, everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't go to Subway like one day and you're good. all right, we'll start with SmackDown. This is obviously before the Royal Rumble, so we'll get through it quick. We start off with a Daniel Bryan promo, and he comes out. He's pretending that he can hear the yes chants that are being projected by the production team. And he's so excited for the Rumble because he's never won it, and he finally wants to check that off his bucket list, and he wants to be in the main event of WrestleMania. He doesn't know how many WrestleMania moments he has left. And he thanks Gable and Otis for loosening his hips. So he's ready for anything. And he really flubbed his lines a lot in this promo.
If he hadn't been doing the dumb shit with Otis and Gable the past couple of weeks,
right,
I would have put him on my scorecard to win the Rumble.
Yeah.
I mean, look, he was in the high betting odds the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was like the favorite. Like,
no way. You can't, like, how a guy that's been butt fucking, like, it makes no sense.
Right.
So he's cut his promo, but then he's interrupted by AJ Styles with Omos.
Wild card!
Gonna hit that button a lot.
Oh my God. Yeah. So AJ says he's gonna win the Rumble, but Daniel asks, what are you doing here? And then AJ holds up the mic to Omos, who says,
the Grand Invitational.
And that's
bottom right.
Who are you?
That's where Joe should say, oh, we're still doing this?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That'd be still funny. A thing.
Like, hello, Rudy.
Yeah. So Styles asked Daniel, you've got a sports coat on. What are you a GM again? Like, that was line. He's like, it seems like you got one foot out the door. Daniel denies having one foot out the door and challenges AJ to a match tonight. It's funny, though, because he was on record saying that he's – kind of one foot out the door.
Yeah, he's like scaling back.
Right.
Yeah.
So Daniel tells AJ, if you were a real man, you'd come out for this fight tonight without Omos. And AJ and Omos start to leave, and Daniel's like, well, I'll beat you with or without him. I'm still going to kick your ass. Next up, we have Bayley versus Bianca Belair. Kayla interviews Bayley backstage before the match. She brags about beating Belair last week and says, I watched Bianca's special on the WWE Network, and it says she ran from her problems for half her life. And this Sunday, I'm the biggest problem she'll ever face, so she can keep on running. Michael Cole called this the biggest match of Belair's career. I mean, she's had title shots.
Right.
But okay.
Well, not on WWE TV.
Right. I guess not. Yeah. So during the match, Cole also says Bayley's jealous of the fanfare, but then Bayley yells, I'm not jealous, Michael. From like inside the ring. If she could hear Cole from in the ring, then they definitely know play the crowd noise for them. Like that's just
right. Yeah.
You know what I mean, like
it's like dead ass silent in there.
Oh yeah. So Belair hits the KOD for the win and she can't believe it. Kayla interviews Belair after the match and she's so excited. She's like crying that she won a random singles match on SmackDown, which I mean, it's weird. Cause then like, well, were they just like testing that if she could cry because then she wanted the Rumble and she was crying?
Yeah. But why test it on live TV and then do it again 2 days later?
Backstage. Yeah. It was weird. Silly. Like you won a random singles match. I can't believe I beat Bayley. What? Peyton Royce beat her at Survivor Series.
Everyone's beaten Bayley. She's been there too long.
Yeah. So next up we have King Corbin versus Dominic Mysterio.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Dominic jumps him from behind before the match. Ray was on commentary, and Dominic did a lot better this time, but he still fell to the end of days.
Mm-hmm.
And then Corbin attacked Ray after the match, but Ray won the battle as he gave he pushed Corbin in the ring post, and then he jumped off the apron to give him the taint to face.
Yeah, Taint to face, dick to
face. Like, you have the end of days. I have the taint to face. That move does way too much damage for what, like, it's so dumb. Yeah. It's like a toddler jumping on you. I caught you. His taint must just smell awful. I don't know. Backstage, Big E hands Sony Deville some money, and he's like, how about you let your boy know what his Royal Rumble number is, as if she would even know.
Right.
And then Sony says, this is a dollar. And Big E says, oh, I also got an Arby's coupon coming your way, girl. Come on. And then up walks Miz and Morrison.
Whoa! Double whammy.
That's four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miz asks, where's Adam Pearce? She says, after what happened between Pearce, Reigns, and Heyman last week, some people pulled some strings, and he's on a one-week off cooling period. Okay. Cooling. Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Cool down, bro.
Yeah.
Cool down.
Big E yells, why did the two of you bring your Monday Night Raw stench to my show? Yeah. Miz teases cashing in on Reigns tonight. And Morrison was actually funny for maybe the first time since he's been back. Take a listen.
The Miz is playing the smart game with that Money in the Bank contract he took from Otis. Lying in wait, being patient until some champion encounters misfortune. It's kind of like the stock market. You guys probably didn't know this, but you can make money betting against stocks. It's called short selling. I'm about to make a fortune off of GameStop.
Yeah. Morrison, funny? I'm sorry, what?
Who are you?
Yeah. I mean, right. It only took him literally a year.
Yeah.
Because he's been back for a year now as of the Rumble.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Jesus. Well, a little bit before, but.
A little before, yeah.
Remember his huge return?
Yeah. The Miz doesn't want to talk right now.
The Miz.
He just walks out of a locker room and Kathy Kelly's like, John Morrison. And he's just like, he literally beat the face on the ring.
Yeah.
So when he walks away, Biggie's like, yeah, I got Rumble stuff, but Miz and Morrison mock him. So Biggie tells them, you two are clearly over the hill thinking you have a chance of winning the Rumble. So they attack him, but the refs break it up. We'll get back to that. Backstage, Sasha Banks is just walking around looking hot. When Kalisto shows up and he's like, oh, Sasha, sexy mamacita. And he hugs her and then he leaves. That's all we see of Kalisto.
And she's like, bottom right?
Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah, she keeps walking, but she runs into Carmella's fuckboy and says, oh, hey, Reginald, if that even is your real name. I didn't get that. Reginald speaks in French. He's like, I come in peace. And he offers her a bottle of wine. And he's like, Carmella told me to pick the perfect bottle to pair you with losing your championship. And then Sasha pretends to seduce him. She puts her hands on him. And then she's like, oh, what's the best bottle of wine to give to Carmella when she's drinking it with a broken jaw?
And bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. Also backstage, Sami Zayn has his film crew and he asks Nakamura to repay the favor since Sami was his liberator once upon a time. He wants Nakamura to help him get the Intercontinental Championship back. And he also tells him, your NXT debut was magic because of me. Your IC title reign was historic because of me. It was probably one of the worst title reigns ever.
Fair.
And then Nakamura tells Sami, I appreciate everything, but go to hell. So, yeah. Then we have Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns split screen interview to set up their match. KO is wearing an Ever-Rise Rules t-shirt.
Yeah.
Bad move, Kevin Owens. And, you know, these split-screen interviews are rarely good, but this one was good because of Kevin Owens.
Right.
Reigns kept getting personal, talking about Kevin's father not being a smart man because he didn't teach his son about his own limitations. And then he says, maybe one day when you meet your grandfathers again, they'll make you understand when they tell you, what a disgrace you are to our family. Why didn't you just acknowledge him as our tribal chief? We did. So then KO says the only thing they'd want me to acknowledge is that you're a jackass. You surround yourself with yes men. You're just trying to hide the fact you're nothing but an insecure bully. And then Owens really goes off.
When I look in the mirror,
every single time. I see exactly what I am, exactly who I am. And that's the person that my father, my mother, my wife, my kids, my grandfather, my grandmother, my entire family will be proud of. And when I look in the mirror after the Royal Rumble, I'm going to still see the same Kevin Owens, but this time I'm going to be Universal Champion.
Very passionate. He keeps going, but then Reigns grabs a TV remote and somehow turns his camera off.
So, well, I mean, you know, they're in a thing. It's not exactly hard to do something like that. Or he was like the guy in Dark Knight, the as for the TV screen. He's like, nope.
Yeah. Should I got a TV remote, though? Like, I'm just going to turn Kevin Owens off. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
For the main event, we got Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles. Well, not really the main event. We got Omos ringside. Cesaro's on commentary. Sammy comes out mid-match to hold up his Justice for Sammy sign. And then Big E comes out a few minutes later and just attacks Sammy. Cesaro gets up, kicks Big E in the face.
Corey was funny because he was like, that was unprovoked. He was having a silent protest.
Right.
But yeah, another face that attacks a bad guy.
Yeah.
Right. And it's like, Miz and Morrison attacked you. Why aren't you going after them? Mm-hmm. Makes no sense. So Daniel Bryan suicide dives onto Sammy and Cesaro. And then Sammy gets in the ring and attacks Daniel for the DQ. Cesaro and Big E get in the ring. They start fighting. Then Nakamura comes out, knocks Sammy and AJ out of the ring, has a stare down with Cesaro. But then Sammy pushes Nakamura into Cesaro and everyone keeps fighting. And we go to commercial. And then we've got Daniel, Big E, and Nakamura versus Styles, Sammy, and Cesaro.
Mm.
Nakamura and Cesaro start off the match against each other.
Which is kind of weird, right? Like, when they were just brawling, they came to each other and they were like, oh, we're friends. Yeah. And they left. I'm like, oh, that's a cool dynamic. We come back from commercial and they're beating the crap out of each other. Well, what's the point of that then?
Yes, they didn't hold back.
Tell a story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, how can they do that? So Miz and Morrison come out and they attack Nakamura and Big E for the DQ. Then Otis comes out stomping like an idiot and he takes out Miz and Morrison and we go to commercial. And if you can't guess what happens next.
Oh boy.
Then I don't know what to tell you. We got Daniel, Big E, Nakamura and Otis versus Miz, Morrison, Styles, Sammy and Cesaro. Michael Cole called it a 10-man tag because he's a fucking idiot and he can't count. Thankfully, Corey corrected him. Or maybe Cole was just, you know, predicting the future because then Sheamus comes out.
Wild card!
And he tags in.
Like, okay, you can do anything in this match. Anything goes.
Michael Cole.
Teddy Long's in the back, like, yeah, go.
Michael Cole said during the commercial break, Sonya made this tag match official. She sanctioned this. It's U5 versus U4. But then Sheamus comes out, and it's all good. No sanction needed.
Right.
He just went up to her, and he goes, I'm about to run out. Sanctioned?
She goes,
yes.
Yeah. All right. just tell the ref I said, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And Sheamus gets the win. It's the bro kick on Sammy. He wins the match that he wasn't even in.
Right. He's just like, I'm here early for the Rumble. They're like, hey, we got a spot in a tag match. You want to go? Sanctioned.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. He's like, I watched a lot of Hulk Hogan footage. He did it a lot. I figured it was cool. So Miz and Morrison and Styles attack Sheamus after the match, but then the music hits. And Braun Strowman returns.
Spoiling his Royal Rumble entry.
Yes.
I mean, it's a great return. You're like, oh, okay, a guy came back. That's a fun surprise. Then you're like, wait a minute. Really? 2 days before the Rumble?
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to spoil this? Stop spoiling everything.
Yeah. He delivers a few running power slams and stands tall. And it's funny, too, because he was number 30 in the Rumble, which...
Right. That's a great surprise return spot.
So last week we were talking about how they announced that on WWE Backstage they were going to tell us who number 30 is in the Men's Royal Rumble and who 1 and 2 were in the Women's. And then they flipped it because they were like, oh, fuck, we don't want to ruin the surprise. So then instead they announced number 1 and 2 in the Men's and 30 in the Women's. But then they still spoil number 30.
Yeah.
Because we're watching the Rumble. Seth Rollins comes out at 29, and we're like, oh, who Braun's? Oh, who's left? Oh, we know Braun's in it, so number 30 is Braun. Number 30, Braun. Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, no, that's exactly it.
You fuckers.
Yeah. Why not have Seth number 30? I know he was 30 last year too, but like, you know what I mean? Don't ruin Braun just for him to come out and clean house. It didn't matter.
No.
Like, if you're gonna say Braun's back, don't make him number 30, because then it's no fucking fun. When number the countdown for 30, it's always, oh my god, who's number 30?
Yeah.
Oh no, we know who's number 30. We already knew.
Yep.
For the minute, 30 seconds, or 2 minutes, or however long they take in between.
Yeah, it varies.
Don't time it. They don't time it right.
No.
So that was SmackDown. Raw after the Rumble starts with Drew McIntyre. He talks about his match with Goldberg, saying, "We beat the crap out of each other, but I earned his respect, and he sure as hell earned mine. Thank you.
Yeah. What? Respect? Respect.
Okay. I think this can also be used for gargling nuts or cock. Like,
thank you for the match, Goldberg.
Or you can just do Jake the Snake still on there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's what they were doing to each other.
Yeah.
Drew mentions the other matches, but says the men's Royal Rumble match, I had my eye on that one. And then out comes the Royal Rumble winner, Edge. McIntyre tells Edge, when I first arrived in WWE, you were a mentor to me. I was there when you had to retire.
They always were.
the day when you come back. It keeps going. He talks about how excited he was when Edge's music hit at last year's Rumble when he was in the match. And he tells, like, you know, it's like, even if you were, it's like, oh, fuck, Edge is here. Well, that lowers my chances.
Yeah, right. Right.
So he tells Edge, you know, I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you. And Edge tells McIntyre, you know, I really like you, but I've been your mentor to you, so I have to be blunt with you. Like, what's wrong with you? I won the Royal Rumble last night. I'm an immediate threat to you, and instead of kicking my head off, you're showering me with compliments.
Yeah. Andrew's good point. Like,
well, that's not the kind of champion I am. And
sprinkling goo water on his butt.
That's right. I'm just like, that's right. Yeah, you're not me. Then Sheamus comes out and he asks Edge, who are you to question my friends? He's carried this company while you were at home sitting on your arse. Mm. Drew may want to take the high road on all this, but I sure as hell don't. So McIntyre tells Edge, you won the Royal Rumble last night. Are you going to make a decision, or am I going to make it for you? So Edge says, I'm the ultimate opportunist. You will know when I make my decision. And whoever I choose, I'm walking out of WrestleMania as a champion. So, yeah, he's challenging Roman.
Yeah. The dream match, though, would be for Styles to win it at Elimination Chamber. And then Edge fights Styles at Mania.
Be cool too.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Something like that could happen.
I think it's going to be Roman.
Do you see who's showing up on NXT tomorrow?
Edge.
To make us think that maybe he'll fight Finn Balor.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be great too.
That's too much of a cock tease. That's like, no, just do that.
Right.
Yeah, he certainly teased it. Did they confirm it, or was it just his tweet?
No, they NXT posted it.
Oh, they confirmed it.
Yeah.
Confirmed. Oh, wow. Yeah. I think maybe like at the end of SmackDown or something, he spears Roman out of nowhere, you know? That would be cool. But I don't know if he beats Roman.
They have to. They had, like, come on. He went in at number one, ran the whole damn thing.
Came all the way back from injury twice.
Yeah.
Like, he'd have to win it. He'd have to.
A few years ago, Nakamura and Asuka won the Rumble, and they both lost at WrestleMania.
They both did, but
Seth and Becky won it. Drew won it. Like, you typically win it. They're starting to get it right again. I don't think they screwed this up. Whoever he fights, I think he's winning that title.
Now, but if only they could translate that to Money in the Bank.
Right.
You know.
Which no one really cashes in anymore.
Yeah.
We'll see. So Edge leaves, and then they show a really tight close-up on McIntyre staring at him, which made it so obvious which was coming next. He turns around, and he gets a brogue kick from his former best friend.
Yeah. Why now? Like, why do it now? It doesn't. So he can fight someone at the next pay-per-view? Yeah. That'll be his challenge. Sure. His best friend.
Yeah.
I got so tired of hearing the term best friend this week.
Well, I certainly don't want this for Mania.
No, of course not. But I mean,
knew it was coming.
I guess. Yeah,
like the second they said that they were friends, like when the fuck were they friends?
Yeah.
They made that up.
Yeah.
Keith best friends for 20 years.
There are all these like memes of Keith Lee watching at home, and it's like Leo DiCaprio pointing to the TV, like. But no, like they really need to change how they shoot stuff, because anytime they have a tight close up on someone, and there's two guys in the ring, the next thing that's coming is they're getting attacked.
Yes.
So it's so obvious. They have to change that.
Right.
So Caruso interviews Sheamus backstage, and he says, everybody knows me as Drew McIntyre's friend, but he's no longer my friend, and I want the WWE Championship.
Just like that.
And then, for some reason, Drew Gulak gives Sheamus his luggage, and Sheamus leaves the building. And even Caruso's like, what the fuck?
What? What was...
Yeah.
What's going on here?
And Gulak's just like, I'm just happy to be on TV.
He's like, it's TV bonus money this week.
Yeah.
And I don't have to chase after the 24/7 title. It's perfect.
Perfect. Yeah,
right. By the way, R-Truth lost that at the Rumble to, what the fuck's his name? Pete Rosenberg or whatever.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, yeah, he'll probably win it back on his stupid show on ESPN. And that's what happened.
Oh, it did. Yeah.
Which I'm surprised they didn't mention it on Raw.
Yeah, why didn't they? What are they waiting for?
Because they don't care about that title anymore.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So next up, we have Riddle versus Bobby Lashley for the United States Championship.
Okay.
2 minutes into the match, Riddle was on the apron and Lashley was in the ring. Lashley put Riddle in the Hurt Lock through the ropes, which clearly is not legal there.
Right.
So the ref counts, but Lashley doesn't let go. So the ref DQs him. Lashley puts Riddle in the Hurt Lock again after the match. And MVP and the ref are begging Lashley to stop. MVP's like, you're going to kill him. Lashley lets go, but then like gives MVP like the crazy eyes. And then he reapplies the Hurt Lock on Riddle. Eventually he releases it and throws Riddle over the barricade. And then Lashley walks up the ramp as MVP smiles.
Yeah.
And after the break, Riddle wakes up and asks the refs, who is I wrestling? What?
Of course he had to ruin it, you know.
So
instead of being like pissed off and being serious about it.
Yeah.
He's like, what happened, bro?
Yeah. So dumb. And Riddle had tapped like right after they called for the bell because he was disqualified. And they were like, Riddle tapped.
Yeah.
But the bell was called. Well, I mean, it doesn't matter.
You
right. It doesn't matter that he tapped.
It's not a legal hold when it's a rope break. You can't, even if he tapped and the ref saw it, it's a rope break. It wouldn't count, you idiots.
And then afterwards, when he's outside the ring getting the Hurt Lock, he's tapping. You're like, who are you tapping for? The match is over.
I don't understand what they're doing.
Are you tapping?
Do they like him or not? Because they keep, like, he keeps losing. He keeps winning by DQ against Lashley, but then Lashley just fucking murders him.
Yeah.
And now he's got like amnesia. That might be his new gimmick. He'll like just walk around and be like, you know, like,
who are you,
bro? Who are you, bro? Who are you, bro? Who am I, bro?
Well, so 100% he's winning this title now.
I don't know.
I don't know now. I mean, honestly, like, you're going to keep screwing him over. What's the point at this point? Like, why even do it?
I also don't care.
Yeah,
that too.
Backstage, a car pulls into the garage and we can't see.
Oh.
Now, remember when we were younger, this would always be something huge, like, oh, it's Vince returning or it's someone returning or just like anyone really cool is showing up.
Yeah.
Guy gets out, the cameraman zooms in on his shoes first and then goes up and up and
it's Vince.
It's Bad Bunny.
No.
What?
No.
This was not worth the surprise shot.
No.
Later we see Bad Bunny talking with Damian Priest, and we're like, oh, that's his call-up.
Yeah.
Great job. His call-up was backstage, he's pretending to talk to Bad Bunny with music. That's his call-up moment.
Yeah. That's
call-up moment.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to this.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a Randy Orton backstage promo. Orton says, Edge, I never thought you'd come back, and now you've won the Royal Rumble, making me look like a damn fool. After everything I've done for you and your family, so tonight there will be no mercy, no compassion, and for you there will be no main events of WrestleMania. So it's like, oh, I guess we're doing this again. Cool.
I know. How do you do it again when they've so many times? You even had them 1 and 2 in the Rumble. How many times do you have to watch this match?
Right.
It's supposed to be the greatest match of all time, and it wasn't. Then Edge got hurt. Now we have to do it again?
That's like he got his revenge. He beat him in the Rumble, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
No, he's got to be a singles match, I guess. I don't know. So next up, we got Xavier Woods versus Mustafa Ali.
Again?
Have they done this one?
Well, they've done.
They do it last week.
No, we fought
Mustafa. Wasn't he fighting Slapdick or whatever?
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
So yeah, we got Kofi, T-Bar, and Slapfuck ringside. Kofi and Woods were acting like total goofballs backstage before the match. And like seeing Kofi like that, it's hard to believe that he won the WWE Championship at WrestleMania 2 years ago.
I know.
2 years ago.
What you make him do? He's like, you know what? It's just like, oh, God. Yeah. It's just so embarrassing.
Yeah.
What a shame.
And like they rarely even acknowledge that win anymore.
No, of course not.
The only way they acknowledge it is to say that Brock Lesnar beat him in like 4 seconds.
That's it. Every single time.
Yeah.
So Woods hits the clothesline from Smell and goes for the pin, but T-Bar breaks it up right in front of the ref.
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of the ref.
Oh.
And now the ref does nothing about it.
Sorry. And you lost the shit. In more ways than one.
The ref just goes, hey! Continue. All right.
And action.
Yeah. Kofi attacks Slapjack by jumping off T-Bar's arm, and then Woods rolls up Ali for the win.
What is the point of any of this if Woods is just going to beat him?
Yeah.
Right.
Later on Raw Talk, Xavier Woods demanded to have a match against Reckoning, and it was a funny little promo. I recommend checking it out. He was like, give me Reckoning, you cowards! It was really next up, we have Miz TV. Their guest is Bad Bunny, and we watch replays of what happened at the Rumble, where Miz and Morrison asked him to join them. He declined, so Miz smashed his DJ set, and then Bad Bunny cost them the Rumble, and then he dove on them. So Miz says, I think we both did things we regret last night, so I just want to apologize. Bad Bunny accepts his apology, but he won't give one back. Miz says, I heard that you want to become a WWE superstar. Is that right? And Bad Bunny's like, yes, it's one of my dreams. And Miz says, I took a B-plus player like Daniel Bryan and turned him into a WrestleMania main eventer. So we can teach you how to become a WWE superstar. And all we'd ask in return is you helping us record an album and they sing one of their songs. Take a listen.
Miz Morrison and the Bad Bunny travel around the world making all the money. I bone dad in nos palabras, pero nos baile es como triple copper. Say hey, hop, hop, somos caballeros.
That's good.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't like it.
Wow.
Roman Reigns was asked to comment. Roman?
I don't watch Raw.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
this is the reason.
Yeah.
This is why.
JBL also commented on that. What do you say?
This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Yeah.
Hey! It made it on.
Oh, that's great.
Wow. We're going to hit that quite a lot moving forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Bad Bunny turns them down again. So Miz flips out and threatens him. Bad Bunny says, the only reason I'm here is because a good friend of mine wanted to be on Miz TV.
Yeah.
Lights go out and Damian Priest comes out. That's his Monday Night Raw debut. I'm friends with Bad Bunny. The only reason I'm here.
Well, no, it's not his debut there. He showed him in a backstage segment.
Yeah. Did they show that they
were? It's like when they brought back Jericho and he punches the runner and then he's standing like doing like this. And it's like, what was the point of that? He's about to come out.
This couldn't have been what they planned on. I mean, saying the line, he's going to need a doctor or a priest, and referring to Dominic Mysterio, and then we heard all the rumors about him helping them. That would have been decent. Then you would have had a Corbin versus Priest little feud. Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
That's good. Two big guys, you know, and this is just awful.
No, the only reason Damian Priest is on Raw is because of Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny got him his call up.
Like, yeah.
What?
And what? I don't know why they had to show them hanging out backstage for 3 seconds as if that would have made. Oh, now it makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Now it's legitimate. Oh, why?
Because they're both Puerto Rican. Because they're both Puerto Rican, they have to be friends. That's racist.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. That is racist. Wait, are they Puerto Rican? I don't think he's Puerto Rican, Bad Bunny. Yeah,
he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Priest is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And going back to the Jericho thing, Eric, like all they had to do was show that someone clotheslined. They didn't have to show who clotheslined him.
Right, yeah.
And it would have been like, you know, oh, who clotheslined him? Oh, and you know, like, yeah, it would have been, it's so easy. So yeah, Priest gets in the ring and he knocks Miz out of the ring with a forearm to the face. And then we have Damian Priest versus The Miz with Morrison ringside and Bad Bunny sitting by the commentary table. Morrison distracts the ref while Miz goes for the Money in the Bank briefcase, but Bad Bunny grabs it first. Morrison demands Bad Bunny. I hate saying Bad Bunny. I hate saying it so much.
BB.
Don't blame you.
Morrison demands BB give him the briefcase. So BB does. And then he pops BB Morrison in the head with his pink microphone. And then after that, Priest hits Miz with the Reckoning for the win. And I'm not talking about Reckoning from Retribution. He didn't pick up Mia Yim and hit her hit Miz with him. His move is called the Reckoning. So they need to figure that out pretty soon.
Nah, that'll be fine.
If Mia Yim's going to change her stupid Retribution name.
Yeah.
I don't know. Next up, we have Lucha House Party versus the Hurt Business for the Raw Tag Titles with MVP on commentary.
This is...
Cedric sets up for his finisher, but Shelton tags himself in and hits Metalik with pay dirt for the win. So
that's all you need to know.
Why?
Like, they're still doing this. Like, we're still doing this. It's kind of like our title. We're still trying to hurt each other.
And I still don't get why they're doing this, especially with Cedric, who's the new guy in the group.
Right.
He just turned heel. Like, what are you teasing that he's...
We need a month-long setup for whatever the hell this is going to lead to.
What are you teasing that Cedric's going to turn face again? Please, God, no.
Right.
Like, keep the Hurt Business together.
They're decent. They're decent. They're
kind of a cool stable.
For sure.
Keep them together for a while. It just started.
You would have had Keith Lee join. It would have added something to
it. This is the best Bobby Lashley's ever been because he doesn't have to talk.
Right.
He has MVP to talk for him, and he's just a wild maniac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the best Bobby Lashley's ever looked.
Yeah.
The best MVP's ever been.
Yeah, for sure.
They have a reason. They have a story. What?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they have a story that they're telling.
Right.
And that they're actually a thing. And when Retribution tried to come in, they became kind of like WWE's protectors. It was a cool little like momentary swerve, but we knew it wasn't going to last. It was great.
Yeah.
Now they're just doing stupid shit. Like they're going up against horrible competitors and it's leading to nothing.
I mean, they have 3 titles in the group. I mean,
yeah.
Act like it, you know, act like what Joey says, act like you've been there.
Act like you've been there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Asuka and Charlotte versus Mandy and Dana versus Naomi and Lana.
Mm.
Huh.
No.
Well, Lana likes to dance.
No.
And Naomi likes to dance. Dance.
Oh, I get it now. This is a number one contender match for the women's tag titles. Asuka and Charlotte cut a promo backstage before the match, and Asuka is just a complete
buffoon.
She's like, Charlotte, I was ready. And
Korea, habada.
And it was just like, I don't think she was speaking any language there. It was awful.
Yeah.
And then Lana and Naomi also had a promo. And Lana, it was obvious she was reading from cue cards. It was so bad. She was just like, I'm ready. And now I have a tag team partner to do it with. And she looks more like a clown than ever before. Like, I don't, what is she doing to her face? Like, I just don't understand. Go look at her, like, in 2015.
Yeah.
Look at her now. It's two different people.
People are so
stupid. Why did you mess with
her? When you're pretty, you don't touch it.
Why?
You don't mess with it.
Yeah. And she just has layers of makeup on. It's like, at this point, you're not even, like, kissing a real person. So there was a really weird moment, too, during the match where Dana was trying to chop Charlotte in the corner, but Charlotte wasn't letting her. Like, she kept trying to, like, put Charlotte's arms behind the rope so that she could chop her properly. And then Charlotte was like, no, just – and then Charlotte was just, like, blocking all the chops. Like, was she trying to protect her boobs because they've been damaged so many times?
Did you forget?
Maybe.
Stop this. Yeah.
Because she's had reconstructive surgery on those tits like many times. So maybe that was it. Because she was not letting her do it. It was so weird.
Lana's 35, so she's already a lot older than most of her female competitors.
She's way past her prime in wrestling, which she never had one. But if she did, you would say that.
She had a prime when she was Rusev's manager and was bad. And you know what I mean? They were bad together. She was great.
Right. Later in the match, Charlotte hits Dana with Natural Selection, but then Ric Flair and Lacey Evans come out. Just pin her, Charlotte. Just pin her.
Yeah.
Pin her, then go. They're waiting.
Right.
Then go.
They'll wait for you.
Charlotte gets up, tags herself out, and heads to the back.
Slowly.
It's like, what the fuck? And then Asuka turns around, and Naomi hits her with the big butt blast for the win.
Yeah, that's it.
So Naomi and Lana are getting the tag title shot. Gets
and maybe this is the end of Asuka and Charlotte.
Sure.
I thought you were gonna say maybe this is the end of Lana, like one more table for the road, and then we'll never see her again. Maybe.
Next up, we have Charlie Caruso interviewing Drew McIntyre backstage. Caruso actually says Sheamus attacked you earlier and he hasn't given a reason why. I'm sorry, what? He said it.
He literally said it.
He said, I'm coming for the WWE Championship.
Yes.
He said, everyone knows me as Drew McIntyre's friend. He gave two reasons.
Right.
So, okay. Drew's very emotional here. He's like, families fight all the time. And Sheamus and I have fought more times than I can count, but this was different. And then he looks in the camera to address Sheamus directly and says, you're willing to throw away a 20-year friendship over this? So be it. You want the match? You've got it.
He said, we've fought many times before, but this is different. He kicked you once. How is this different?
Yeah.
This has got to be like one of the lesser fights that you've had.
Seriously.
Like, you have a title that he wants. Like, it kind of makes sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was probably over, like, who's going to pay the bill, you know? This was like a deliberate, planned bro kick to the face.
Yeah, true.
Like, if we were in wrestling per canon, like, I would screw over both of you because I know down the road we can be a tag team again.
Yeah. Sure.
We'll all be friends again.
Yeah, it's wrestling.
And then I'll turn on you, Eric will turn on me, and then it's a circle.
And then we'll have a big comeback again.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah.
Where's Andrew? Andrew went to AEW. All right.
Sure, I'll be Moxley. Whatever.
I said that. That's your guy.
So next up, we have Elias and Jackson Ryker versus Jeff Hardy and Carlito.
Yeah. God, he looks so good.
He's really so freaking jacked.
They said he's back. Like, he's back.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is cool to see him back, but why is he in this match?
No, just to give him a warm-up match. Why not?
Yeah.
In this feud that he's involved.
You know, with his good friend Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, they went to...
They've been friends for 20 years.
They went to camp together, I'm sure, or something.
So Carlito hits Elias with the backstabber, and then Jeff hits the Swanton Bomb for the win.
Yep.
Next, we have a backstage promo from Edge. Edge says, I won the Royal Rumble, but I still have this black cloud over my head, and that black cloud is Randy Orton. Edge then addresses Orton, saying, I have to put you behind me tonight so I can walk into the main event of WrestleMania to take back a championship that I never lost. So tonight ends. So
nice.
After the commercial break, Edge shakes Damian Priest's hand and says, good job last night. You impressed me. Welcome to Raw. We need guys like you. So giving him a little rub there.
Yeah.
What title did he lose? Like, what title did he have when he retired?
The World Championship.
Well, that one doesn't exist anymore, Edge. So sorry. Yeah. There's no winning it back.
But I guess if there was one, this it would have to be the Universal Championship.
Universal is technically that title-ish, kind of maybe worst name, worst title.
Or maybe he'll just go, maybe they'll just bring back that title. So he could then we have three. No, I don't. I'm just kidding. We need more belts, is what I'm saying. We don't have enough belts on WWE TV.
Yeah, we need more world championships.
Universal championships. What's that? Oh, I've the Big Bang Championship.
Dibs on that one.
Yeah. Next up, we have Alexa Bliss versus Nikki Cross. I forgot how bad Nikki's new theme music is because we haven't heard it in a while.
Yeah. You have to listen. You have to watch main event to hear it.
Yes, true. So the match starts. Nikki yells, what do you want from me, Alexa? You are my best friend. I want nothing to do with you anymore. So mid-match, Nikki kicks Alexa in the corner, but then Alexa's music hits and she magically transforms into Goddess Alexa. Mm-hmm. Magic!
Yep.
Magic. And look. All magic.
If you can't beat him, join him, right?
No.
So, like, because she looks so hot, I mean, I was like, all right.
So hot.
Fine. She definitely loves her personality change. At least let her go into the ring and come out. So there's, like, a chance she could put on a different outfit, a chance, or fix her hair. But, yeah, this is too magical for me. But, again, your suspension of disbelief.
Or cut the lights, right? Like, anything.
Anything.
Right. Right. And again, it doesn't make any sense. Like, again, that means it was all pre-recorded because the fans on the fan screens, it's all stupid. So, after that, Alexa goes for a hug like she's back. Goddess Alexa's back, but Nikki doesn't fall for it. Then the Firefly Funhouse music hits and Alexa transforms back. And then at the end, Alexa sets up for the Sister Abigail. But then she turns it into a DDT, and they're like, oh, wow, look at that. There's some twisted version of the Sister Abigail. And it was like,
yeah. Twisted sister.
Or, Velveteen like Dream's DDT.
Yeah, yeah. Andrade's, right?
Velveteen Dream.
Oh, okay.
Like, go every time Velveteen Dream would grab him like he was doing the Sister Abigail.
Yeah, then he would.
Do that and then turn. Like, it's Velveteen Dream's DDT.
He's not on TV anymore, so it's fine.
Yeah, he's gone.
I'm sure Michael Cole was backstage somewhere yelling, but Velveteen Dream does that!
Right.
Shut up.
Michael Cole was dead asleep in his bed, and he popped up and yelled that.
Yeah. So Alexa gets the win, but Randy Orton comes out as she heads up the ramp, and she stares at him. She's still pissed, but Orton doesn't even make eye contact. So
bad move, sucker.
We got Randy Orton versus Edge in the main event. Late in the match, Orton hits the draping DDT and sets up for the RKO, but then the music plays and Alexa appears sitting on top of one of the turnbuckles with blood coming out of her mouth.
As long as blood is dark black.
Yeah.
She starts pushing it out.
So Orton stares at her, but when he turns around, Edge spears him for the win.
Yeah.
And that's the end of Raw. More magic.
Thus ending the feud.
Yeah.
Which feud's over?
Edge None and Orton.
Don't be ridiculous.
I know.
You'll have a fair shot.
Yeah. I was distracted, Edge.
I mean, who else is Edge going to fight at Fastlane and Elimination Chamber?
Well, he might be. Point.
Those. Oh, God. We'll see, I guess.
Right.
All right. Now it's time for awards. Who'd you have for worst dressed?
I had Bad Bunny.
That's a pretty good one. I had Reginald.
Okay.
I had Lana.
All right.
Lana the clown.
Yeah.
Hong Kong.
Best dressed.
Sasha.
Correct.
I mean, gosh, I think she's been my award winner every week this year.
I mean, maybe
about 4 or 5 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame me.
Yeah, I'm going penis. I thought Carlito looked really good. Really good.
Like what specifically, Joe? Like his pecs, his abs?
His dick?
Yeah. No, it's like his pecs, his shoulders, penis. Like his hair was nice. His goatee, his balls. Like everything to me looked great. Yeah. Like I was like, I'm really happy to see him, you know, taint. Like I'm glad that he's back. You know what I mean, ass? Like I'm glad like to see him.
Fair enough. Worst acting.
I had Bad Bunny.
That's so funny. I had Bad Bunny.
Let me get out my broom so we can sweep it.
Yeah. Best acting.
I had Edge.
I had Edge, but Kevin Owens was just too good.
Yeah, I had Kevin Owens.
Are you talking about his grandparents and his dad?
Right.
Yeah.
It's good.
Worst comment.
Miz's song.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah, that was horrible, and we'll go with that. We'll sweep it. But honorable mention is, does this mean that Braun had declared for the Rumble match? And Cole says, yes, it does. What? When did you both were surprised he came out. You didn't know he was there.
Right.
Yeah. How did he declare for the match? When did that happen? What the hell, Cole?
He sent Michael a tweet right before he came through the curtain. a text.
Yeah.
What is this?
Best comment?
I just had Edge's promo. Especially, you know, the win back the title I never lost.
That sounded just like Edge.
Thank you. Thank you. I worked on it.
I had the GM thing that AJ Styles said about Daniel.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I had Morrison's GameStop joke.
Okay.
Because it was the first time he made me laugh, and probably the only time.
Yeah.
Worst match?
Lashley Riddle.
That was my super slow-mo. I had the 6 or the 10-man tag. You know, take your pick.
I had Daniel Bryan versus AJ, and then Daniel Bryan and then the 6-man tag, and then the 9-man tag, and then the 10-man tag.
Yeah.
My slow-mo was the 3-way women's tag.
Same here.
All right. Best match?
Edge Orton.
All right. Worst move?
I guess really that's a sweep it.
No, there was magic in that match. I can't pick magic.
It's hard to pick magic. It sucks because Alexa and Nikki had a good match, a good wrestling match, and told a nice little story.
Yeah.
But too much magic.
Too much magic.
Bianca versus Bayley.
How will we know that she's Goddess Bliss if she's not wearing...
I know. How about just play her music and have her look down and be like, what is this?
Why?
My hair. Like she comes back for a minute. She doesn't know where she is.
What she used to do.
Right. Now they all right.
Worst move?
The brogue kick out of nowhere.
Yeah. Same.
We saw it coming a mile away.
Yeah. All right.
Also the timing, like give me a break.
Yeah. Best move.
I had the Twisted Sister, as Joe called it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it was cool.
So that's what, wasn't that Nikki Cross's finisher used to be called?
No, hers was
Twisted Sister.
I don't think
Twisted
Sister. That's a famous rock group. That's why
I couldn't. Twisted Sister is Candice LeRae's finishing move. That's what she calls it.
Really?
Sister, yeah.
Oh. No, Wicked Stepsister.
Oh, Wicked
Candice calls
it. Again, they can't call it Twisted Sister because that's a famous rock band. I don't think they could do that.
All right.
Famous.
Worst moment or segment?
Braun spoiling his Rumble return.
Yeah, I mean, Miz TV.
I don't really care about Braun, but yeah, Miz TV. Miz TV.
That was bad. I hated that too.
Miz TV is just, you know,
suicide
watch during that. Best moment or segment?
I had Owen's promo here.
Mm.
I thought that was the best thing all week out of the two shows.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess so. What else?
I was going to say the blackout, like at the end of Raw, like when
it's over.
When it was over.
Yeah.
I was like, credits.
The like 2 seconds from like when Raw's over before the next show starts. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I had to pick something, I guess Kevin Owens' promo or Edge's promo. Yeah. All right, breaking news. John Cena recently told Sports Illustrated that there is no mathematical way he can be at WrestleMania this year. He explained that he's currently in Vancouver shooting Peacemaker, which is going to be his new show on HBO Max. And given the current quarantine regulations, it would shut down production of the new show for 2 weeks if he had to, you know, leave and come back.
Yeah.
So it seems pretty legitimate. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect him to do much, you know. Even if he did come back.
Dallas, maybe he'll be like on, he'll do some fucking video or something.
Probably.
Hey guys, sorry I couldn't be there. Also, Mark Calloway, aka The Undertaker, was on Joe Rogan's podcast 2 weeks ago. Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
I
heard he was on there. I haven't heard the show.
Yeah, I listened to it. So Taker told Rogan, "It's hard to watch wrestling nowadays because I think the product is a little soft. I remember walking into my first real dressing room and all I saw were some crusty fucking men. Half of them had guns and knives in their bags. Shit got handled back then. Now you walk in, there's guys playing video games and making sure they look pretty. It's evolution, I guess. I don't know what it is, but I just like those eras, man. I liked when men were men."
Wow.
And I saw a tweet from a fan saying, "Dude, you wore eyeliner your entire career."
Nothing more manly than that. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But Roman Reigns responded to Taker's comments on Corey Graves' podcast saying, "I really feel like he misspoke because Mark's a really good guy. I think it was just like a retired guy trying to sound gangster." So,
okay.
Corey also asked Reigns if he ever wishes he could have been around during the Attitude Era, and Reigns said, "To be honest, it would have been too easy. I feel like John Cena said it before. It's a challenge to be PG. It's a challenge to not have to go the cheap route. If I could just start chugging bourbon and smoking cigars, imagine what my character would be. We could go even further on this mob boss thing." It's like, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it sounds amazing. What
that would be like, Roman.
Yeah.
How is it the cheap route if it's also the better route? He calls it the cheap route, but then he's like, "Wouldn't it be awesome if I could chug bourbon and smoke cigars?" Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Can you do that, please?
Go to AEW. You could do it there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. Eric, you got anything?
Nothing really news-wise, no.
Well, then let's get to rumors. Rumors! Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So Dave Meltzer reports that Becky Lynch is on her way back to WWE. So I guess we can expect her back soon.
Maybe for Mania?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Had a baby. But yeah, well, I guess we'll see. Also, according to Meltzer, users will not be able to pause or rewind live WWE streams on Peacock. He said the features may be added eventually, but not at the launch.
Why? I also heard that you watch things on that network now.
Yeah, but I don't know if they have any live streams on there. Or
yeah, I also heard like if you come into a pay per view late, you can't play it from the beginning. You have to play it from exactly where it is.
Well, hopefully they fix that shit soon.
Yeah,
I know. Also, PW Insider reports that Lars Sullivan. We're not going to be hearing that. We're not going to be hearing that ever again because he's no longer WWE. They quietly released him last month.
Mm.
Oh, they did.
That's what PW Insider reports. Mm. I'm so confused. Why did you bring him back for 3 weeks? Hype him up to never be seen again? I don't understand. Right. And then Pfeiffer reports that 2K Games representatives were at the Royal Rumble to get voiceovers and scans from the talent, which is disappointing probably to anyone because some months ago there was a rumor that WWE would be moving on from 2K to find a new developer, you know, a company that could make a wrestling game.
Yes.
Well, because the last 2K game was dog shit.
Yeah. So that's, I guess they went back to the drawing board.
You can only hope.
Yeah.
So, Eric, what do you have?
Speaking of rumors, the rumor pre-order bonus for 2K this year is CM Punk.
Yeah, oh, I heard that too, which is kind of interesting.
Who's saying that? Who's saying that?
I've seen it a few different places.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a rumor, right, but it'd be interesting for sure.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, I also have that PW Insider is saying that Christian is back with WWE on a part-time schedule. That's so cool. We may see a few pay-per-view matches. I kind of want to see, like, a title match between him and Edge.
Do you, though? Yeah.
A lot of people are wanting him to get a shot at the IC title, since he never, like, I think Joe did trivia on that last year, where Christian's last match in WWE was winning a number one contender match for the Intercontinental Championship, but he never got his title shot. So, like, he comes back 6 or 7 years later and it's like, I want my title shot.
Right. That's
pretty funny.
That would be cool.
Well, because I think Big E ended up winning it, and that's the first guy he kind of like went after in the Rumble. He gave Big E an unprettier.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Maybe. All right.
But that's all I got.
Trivia time.
All right. So Randy Orton finished number 2 last night in the Rumble. Except for his first ever Rumble, Randy Orton has finished in the final X in every other Rumble he's competed in. So in other words, I'm looking for like top 3, top 10, top 12.
No.
But it's an impressive number. I'll just give you that hint.
Top 5.
Eric, top, do you have any other guesses? Yeah, final 6 in every Rumble he's been in since his first one in 2004. So
yeah,
that's kind of crazy. Damn. That's kind of crazy. And then we were asking about this last night. So, and again, thanks to Pro Wrestling Statistics for this on Instagram. The last Rumble match that featured both Christian and Edge. You have any guesses?
Christian
and Edge. What year?
2009.
11? No, a lot earlier than that.
No. 2006?
2003 was the last time they were in a match, the Rumble match together.
Mm. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Now, I think that's because Edge was always in title matches during the
Rumble. Yeah, that could be it.
You know?
Sure.
All right, there's your trivia.
All right, fan questions. El Juanismo, what's the Bad Bunny dream match that you're dying to see, guys?
Bad Bunny versus a trash compactor.
That's basically
not bad. Yeah.
Yeah. A loser leaves town match, and it's on like a dark show where we don't get to ever see it. Like YouTube. Yeah.
Like main event or something.
And he loses.
Yeah.
Mohit Bali, how long before Damian Priest loses his first name and starts tag teaming with the Messiah?
The Messiah and the Priest.
And then James Mahone said, I'm honestly surprised they didn't bring him up as Damian the Priest and have him and have him with Seth.
Right.
Sure.
James also wants to know, how would you book The Fiend's return? Well, I booked it. I would have had him win the Royal Rumble.
At number 30.
Yeah. That would have been pretty cool, huh?
Nope.
Apparently not. Cold Stone Steve Austin. This is Rito. Can you give a... is this Rito? I think so. Can you give a shout out to Rich Prifty and Todd Fricker for winning our Royal Rumble shirt competition? So I guess that's why they bought t-shirts.
You just did.
Oh, yeah.
So what is that? What? Eric, you seem to know about this.
Yeah, it was the fans on our Facebook.
We already covered this. Okay. We already covered it. They won. Andrew mentioned the names. Awesome.
Oh. Eric, tell us, please.
Tell us again.
Yeah. On our Facebook group, they did a Rumble number contest, and whoever had the number of the winning entrant got a shirt. It was put up by one of our members. I think it may have been Juvencio.
Oh, Juvencio. Okay, maybe it was Juvencio. So then they have to trust that he's going to Venmo them. So good luck.
Yes.
Justin Stewart.
Don't shit on him for doing something cool, I'm sure.
No, we don't make jokes on this podcast.
Oh, man.
No.
Justin Stewart. Will we ever see Goldberg again? Yes, he's
contract.
Match contract or two match a year contract, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt Sillett, do you think WWE has truly built more young talent? Thinking back to a few years, there was Roman, Seth, and that was pretty much it for top tier talent.
Well, who's big that's a new face, though? I mean, Drew's not new. Roman's the champ. He's not new. Big E's not new. Lashley's not new. I don't know who they're pushing. Riddle's a joke. He's new. Shinsuke's still kind of a joke. Sammy's a joke. Owens can't win shit. So, no, they ain't pushing anything.
Yeah.
Nope.
Kyle Foxton, did you guys happen to see the freeze frame picture of Bianca's feet touching the ground at the end of the Rumble?
Yep.
Yeah.
I mentioned it, too. I was like, I think both of her feet just touched.
Yeah.
A lot of things at the Rumble that night, we're not supposed to know about it.
Everyone's wondering if they're going to make an angle out of it with Ripley and Belair and SmackDown.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Luis Torres, how many fear boners did Joe get watching Raw?
Why?
Because of Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
Oh, I always get one when she does her scary thing. I don't think she did the super scary thing, though, this week. It went from
coming out of her mouth.
That point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just weird.
Wasn't that scary?
And
part two, am I wrongly getting my hopes up for a Ripley Bliss feud and Ripley somehow joins the Funhouse? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You're getting it.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Michael Bedston, what are the odds Jerry writes his own jokes or comes up with them on the spot while calling matches? Is it also a bad thing that Dunn actually make me laugh?
Jerry?
Michael, I don't know what you're talking about, but thanks.
Appreciate the question.
I doubt Jerry comes up with his own jokes. I mean, I'm sure he's got Vince screaming in his ear. And if he was telling his
own jokes, Jerry Lawler on commentary at the Rumble?
Yeah, for the Rumble match.
Oh,
yeah.
For the Rumble match?
Yeah. It's like, I think that's when they bring him in now, is for the Rumble match.
No, Jerry comes up with his own jokes. You know that they're his. It has to be his.
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because no one else talks like him. Everyone on commentary has to talk like the same exact way pretty much because that's how Vince wants it.
Yeah.
Steven Kochanowski, what's your favorite post-Rumble Raw moment of all time? I'd have to remember some. I don't know.
It's hard because it's not like it's Mania Rumble. I mean,
right. Raw. I know. Yeah. I think it was like the Raw right after a Rumble when Undertaker won.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and they had like Cena, Lashley, and Batista come out and stand, and he just like looked each of them up and down, then went like that to Batista, and it's like, oh, that's who he's gonna fight. That's cool.
Yeah, Joe Guerrero, how would you feel if Raw got extended to 4 hours and SmackDown went away?
I don't know. It's like good and bad.
I mean, it's nice having like a 4-day break in between them.
Right.
One less hour you have to watch.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, probably.
That's a long 4 hours.
One less.
It is.
And you have one day to do it. If you had an accent or an ethnic background, can Vince only cast you as a stereotype? Yes.
Yes.
Shit, fake sword and kilt is grim. I kind of like it. He says, is it only a matter of time before Mustafa Ali is playing a suicide bomber? I mean, he's halfway there.
It kind of is. I mean, they were terrorists.
They were terrorists. Now they're nice. At least
they're nice. Now they listen.
Don't interfere in the Royal Rumble.
Now they're nice terrorists.
Right.
Boris Lombardi, Carlito's back. Morrison's back. Edge is back. How long till we see Primo, Mercury, or Christian again? Well, if you watched the Rumble, you know, you would have seen Christian.
Yeah. back, apparently.
Woodster, not a question, but my roommate.
Christian's the only one that we could see anytime soon.
Yeah, I think it was a joke question, but I mean, Primo?
Yeah.
No way.
The Woodster, not a question, but my roommate and I died at Cuck Graves calling Bad Bunny Mr. Bunny.
Mm.
I didn't catch that. I guess that was at the Rumble. Jaden Theodore was listening to another wrestling podcast recap about the Rumble, and they literally said, this might be the best Royal Rumble of all time. This is why I stick to you guys. A show with no crowd, a botchfest women's Rumble match, and a complete fuck up at the end of Roman's match. This is the greatest show! Not bad. Zaheen Rahman, how did Shayna get to punch Billy Kay's resume before entering the Rumble? I thought WWE banned unprotected headshots.
Hey-o!
Yeah. Wanks for Banks, how long before Carlito is allowed to spit in people's faces again? Might be a while.
Oh, right, because of COVID.
That's why he can't do that.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Keith Hoffman, so they've
that's,
really...
That's like his whole gimmick, too.
Yeah. Keith Hoffman, so they really have ruined Asuka to the point of no return. Also, what's the goal for a new soundboard? Everyone should just raise their Patreon account by one level for a month to help pay for it. Mm. We need room for all these new quotes that WWE keeps gifting the show. Yeah. Agreed. Okay. Yeah, so everyone listening, just raise your tier 1 month. Thank you. Ran the man, any chance WWE will use Riddle's post-match amnesia as an opportunity for him to forget what an idiot he's been lately, and his last memory could be him calling out Goldberg?
No, he's the new R-Truth, basically.
I know, but if they were to do that, sure. That'd be great. Something different with him right now.
Anything.
Yeah. Jason, yeah. They might sacrifice him to Goldberg at some point because Goldberg's going to have to come back and beat
him. The match. Yeah.
Jason Claver, update number 6. I was late to submit my comment last week, but I made it to Rumble 97 when Stone Cold won his first, and it hyped me so much for this year's Rumble. Needless to say, it was vastly inferior. Also, WCW still feels meh.
Yeah.
That was a great Rumble with Stone Cold. They had a lot of technical issues for that Rumble, but...
Yeah.
And, like, half the guys were, like, people you've never heard of or saw ever again.
Right. Yeah.
But Fig Diesel and Fig Razor were in it. It was
like Diesel in the final four.
Fig Diesel was in the final four.
Oh my god! Jeez, move on.
Pop culture junkie, what will the Valentine's Day plans be for Ric Flair and Lacey Evans?
Oh god, they'll probably have a dinner. They'll probably do like a dinner.
Lots of will come in and like, lots of drinking.
A live sex dinner.
Rick, what about your wife, Rick?
Who are you?
She shows up. He's like, who are you?
You came just in time for the threesome.
You came just in time for me to came.
Yeah.
Chris Chubb, was the Rumble really that boring that Michael Cole had to start wishing various ex-superstars happy birthday, idiot? Did he do that? I didn't notice.
I didn't even notice that. Huh. Oh, man.
Yes.
Joel Hanson, I just wanted to say thanks for the Royal Rumble watch along. I was there beginning to end, and I must say watching with you guys was absolutely the best thing about the whole pay-per-view. I hope to do it again. Thanks. Yeah, it was fun. Anyone that watched the live stream with us, it was kind of a last-minute thing. We didn't get to announce it on the podcast ahead of time, but maybe next time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Ronnie Screamer, guys, thanks for getting me through some tough times recently. It's been invaluable. My question is, how many more times will we see Kevin Owens be screwed out of what he deserves at the hands of one of the most anticipated yet underwhelming heel turns of all time? Hashtag fuck off Roman. Oof. Mm. Can't argue with
that. He'll probably get one more match.
Yeah.
Against Roman?
Yeah.
But they do. Five straight pay-per-views. Yeah.
Blech.
Right.
Michael Haas, sorry to plug another podcast, but Andrew got me hooked on How Did This Get Made, and I just listened to their No Holds Barred review. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you still listen to it? I don't, because they've gotten like too mainstream in terms of Hollywood, so they can't make fun of any like Hollywood movies anymore. They have to like pick really old and obscure movies now.
Yeah.
But How Did This Get Made? It was like kind of the inspiration for this podcast. So
yeah.
Serve a shout out from me. Cause it was really funny. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. In 5 years, when WWE runs out of old timers, will they inevitably die off? They just might. They just might. Depends who dies first, the old timers or Vince. That's the
right,
the real key there.
For sure.
And then Hans the Mole Man Hart.
Oh.
Bushfire Barry, Damian Priest Stables, the new brood with Edge and Christian.
Ooh, not bad.
The new Ministry of Darkness with Aleister Black, Demon Balor, and Nikki Cross.
That's good.
Or Priest replaces Ali as leader of Retribution. Okay, I think we know the fire is easy. That's
Retribution.
I would push the Ministry.
Oh, I'd push the new brood.
Yeah, I'm a brood.
We never got the brood. Like, it was there for a few months and then it was gone forever.
But right. It was like Gangrel was older, taking two younger guys under his wing. It'd be weird for two older guys to take one younger guy under their
wing. It'd be fun, though. It'd be fun.
Cheers.
It'd be fun. Yeah.
Be the brood.
Sure, the brood. Sure.
Yeah.
Cup of blood and everything.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Dousing that blood. It'd be great. All right. So that is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website. That's 10 stars. That's 10
stars. Give it 10 stars if possible.
Yeah, I don't know. Check our website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, @WrongWrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And support our show on patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Again, that's where you can get all the Wednesday Night War recaps, all the pay-per-view recaps, the brackets, the movies, everything. It's all on there for just $5.
So much content.
So much. Give it a try. Let us know what you think. And we'll see you next week.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Like Stone Cold Steve Austin, it kinda looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. I'm not just crazy, loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong Ric Flair's pretty sublime, yeah. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. Every shirt most loved, and he can't really hold in his pit. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacey Kubler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll.